Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Quick Hits. And mock draft season hath come early there, JP. Here in Cleveland, we've got an emphasis on the quarterback spot, which probably they all suck. The Morning Boys started going through names of quarterbacks this morning that might come out, and it was Alabama's Jalen Milroe that had things heat up.
I got nothing against the young man. I'm just very skeptical. It feels very running back playing quarterback. I don't believe that he's going to make a great NFL quarterback. I believe Cam Ward,
Bill even Polian, though he's a little... No, Lamar Jackson.
Whoa. Hey,
very wide receiver.
All right, Ken did not simmer down for like 2 minutes. We do have a full 2 minute clip of Ken just screaming at Lima and refusing to come off the point that he is offended by that. I'm going to give you a little taste here at the end of it because we couldn't play all 2 minutes.
I'm not going to sit here and be compared to Bill Polian. I'm going to tell you right now, I'll turn the mic off and walk out of the room.
I think that's laughable that you're being that offended.
I will be offended.
Was Lima in the wrong for the Polian reference?
It's the only reference you can make in that moment. How is Lima wrong there?
He's not.
Now, turning off your mic and walking off the room, that would have been an interesting turn of events.
I don't think I've
ever seen that before.
Here's the thing. This is the difference between them and us, is if one of us threatened to do that,
we would actually do it.
The other would be very tempted to continue like just poking until the person either shut up about it or actually walked out of the room.
We shouldn't put these thoughts in our head now, because now it's going to be a game for which one of us eventually turns off the mic and walks off the room first.
And this show probably will be some version of chicken, but... Yeah, you can't say this quarterback looks like a skill player instead of it. And by the way, Lima actually had the best point in the whole thing, where he compared Jalen Milroe to Jalen Hurts. And I was like, I see what he's going for. I don't know that I agree yet because I hadn't put that much thought into it. But I really like that comparison of that might be a guy you get in the second round and then try and develop over a couple years.
If I can defend Ken for a second, though, just for a second, when you watch that game over the weekend and Milroe goes for 80 more rushing yards than he goes for passing yards, he went for like 185 on the ground with 4 rushing touchdowns. I don't know what else you're supposed to compare him to. Like, right. Lamar is the comp there.
All right, but I don't want to hear Ken shout out for Justin Fields this winter. That's all I'm saying. I gotta say, if you have a thing against running quarterbacks, I can't hear you get in on Justin Fields.
Omaha! All right, next up, John Gruden hired by Barstool, and he had his debut day yesterday, and part of it was them sitting around and watching that Eagles-Commanders game, and while they're watching it, Gruden talked about WIP and the sports radio that he enjoyed in Philadelphia.
You ever heard of WIP radio? It's a big radio, sports radio in Philadelphia.
The callers on that show are something
brutal. We lost to the 49ers in the playoff game, like 20-0 or 20-3. I was offensive coordinator, and I was listening. Caller calls in and says, Jack Gruden, the guy's an idiot. He says, if the guy's IQ is 1 point less, he'd be a plant. He's a f***ing idiot. I'm driving down a car, I got tears in my eyes. I'm
just laughing, yeah.
Oh, my God. Go out, you know, you're warming up. We're playing the Rams. It's windy. We get out there early with Jay Fiedler and Randall Cunningham and Rodney Pete throwing. This guy's up there, and he's going, hey, Gruden! And all the players can hear, because nobody's there yet. Hey, Gruden! Hey, Gruden! Dad in there. He keeps going, hey, Gruden! Finally, I turn around. He's like, you suck! The players all lie. Yeah. That was a tough place, man.
I might get tired of Gruden stories, but I love that one.
Yeah. Here's the thing. That's if I was, whether it was callers or you know, host, whatever, if I was in sports, that's how I would just enjoy the theater of sports talk radio, whether I agreed or not. It's so wild, this era. And it's not just this era.
Do they have to pretend that they don't listen or take in anything?
Or that they're offended by it. Oh, you said I should be fired. Okay. Did you get fired? Do I have the magic stick? No? Then shut up and listen and say thank you.
Understand you're the man in the arena. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. Now, if you were the head coach of the Browns, would you listen to 92.3 The Fan?
Yes, I would, because I think it'd be funny. I think this
I would
idea-
have to listen, and I would just, in my mind, I would just point out all the things that were wrong all throughout the day. That would be me listening.
See,
I'd be nope.
I wouldn't even do that. Like, this has, like, this, what I really think teams don't realize, this helps that. So if fans are calling about your team, that's a good thing, even if they want you fired. Fans don't, okay, in this town, this is a dangerous thing to say. Fans should not get you fired, all right? So this idea that you have to, take it personally, this is my career. All right, lighten up, Francis.
Omaha!
Guardians new unis are out, and they are awesome. This is a two-parter. One, what is your favorite look that we got this year?
I liked the blue one with like the C on the one that Quan was wearing. Uh-huh. I thought that one was the sharpest.
So, and they have a red one that's basically the same thing as like an alternate, right? Because that was my favorite one. One thing, can we get the very seductive Guardian as the patch on the arm or the hat? Because the sexy Guardian is my favorite logo. Two.
Yeah, is it weird that you're calling him a sexy Guardian, or are we all just cool with that?
I think we got to be cool with it. I'm not hitting on him. I'm not saying, can I take you home tonight?
I'm simply saying
he's got... Well, the reason why it's sexy is he's got his shoulders revealed.
Please, describe how
robe,
the man is sexy to you even more.
His robe, it's to the people.
A statue, that is.
To the people. And it is, and it's just seductively right over his chest there, and he's just kind of looking at baseball fans like... You just tell me what, and I'll get there. That's what he said.
Like the statue of David, Kayla. Have you ever looked at that and been like, "That's a sexy statue"? Can we say statues are sexy?
I don't see why not. If you think the person's sexy, why wouldn't their statue be sexy?
Oh, you almost shot it down, and then she's
don't
like,
make it
she's
weird.
Like, it's weird.
Don't make it weird, John.
You made it weird by calling it a sexy statue.
The second thing is Josh Naylor being one of the player models proof that he's likely here next year?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, that's probably the better question. Probably should have led with that one.
That might be insight. They do these things.
Yeah, they do.
If they put you on the promotional schedule, if they do little things like that, they definitely tell you their plans.
Omaha!
Although it would have been weird if he wasn't on it, and then everyone would have been like, oh, he's definitely gone, isn't he?
That definitely would have gone the other way.
Roger Goodell speaking yesterday at the Liberty Media's Investor Day, because that's what Roger Goodell is speaking at these days. He said that he wants to get to 18 games, an 18-game season within 5 years. Obviously, the CBA is not going to allow that yet. He's going to have to basically tear up the CBA that they currently have and adjust it. But the goal is within 5 years, he wants 18 games, and he wants as many international games as he can get it. The number there is 16 for international games. Are we moving too quick?
No. On the international game thing, yes. But on the 18th, why, I don't want to wait 5 years. I mean, the 18th regular season game. Let's lop a few of these boring-ass preseason games. Let's get to it.
You know, I'm surprised we don't hear as many players complaining about the amount of games. I thought we'd hear more. You know, when they added the games, I thought we'd just constantly hear players complain about the extra games. We haven't really gotten that.
Well, this will happen when we start to gear up for the 18-game conversation, and then there's collective bargaining going on through the public.
We'll probably get a second bye week, though, and then people will just rationalize it.
Omaha!
All offseason long, the Dodgers have been the front runner for Japanese pitching sensation Roki Sasaki. Now, former... MLB GM Jim Bowden says it's unlikely they'll land him. Other reports says he wants an organization with a pitching and development focus. He's talking about the Guardians, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Once you said pitching focus, like, clearly that's what he was going for.
I'm just going to say, Roki Sasaki, make it happen. Roki Sasaki.
What's the value on him right now?
So he actually is part of your international pool. So it's not like it was like 10 years ago where you have to pay like.
There's no posting
a
fee?
50-year. Well, I think there is a posting fee, but it's not like where it used to be like $50 million, something like that. It's an agreed upon thing for each Japanese baseball player. But yeah, so since this comes out of your international money, you're not going to have to sign him to like a $50 million deal. It would be like if you signed a kid out of the Dominican. Like, that's how they treat this. So give me Roki Sasaki.
It's still his call at the end of the day?
Yes, well, that was a
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensive.
I'm trying to measure it all up. It's still his call at the end of the day.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, Roki okay. Sasaki, if you're listening right now, he's listening right now. Everybody knows he's listening right now.
Clearly.
You come to Cleveland, we'll be on this show right now.
How are you sweetening the pot? What are you going to make him some Moscow mules?
Listen, I'm getting ready for like some Thanksgiving margaritas. I'll make him a Thanksgiving margarita. I don't know if he's old enough. I think he's like 23
or 24. I thought you were going mules. You're going with margaritas?
No. We're doing a whole taste testing thing this weekend. Vanessa has like 4 or 5 recipes. And then we're gonna bring them together. We're gonna put the ingredients together, put them over some rocks, have a couple drinks, and then make the decision.
That sounds like when we did wedding cake testing, and everyone thinks it's a great and fun time. And then by the time you're in like your 20th wedding cake, you're like, oh no, this is like I'm like a pledge again in a fraternity. This is just cruel.
Yeah, but this won't go that way because it's with booze.
Okay.
Yeah. Like there's my 5th Thanksgiving margarita. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try.
What if they stink, though? She makes all these margaritas off of like Pinterest and stuff. What if it's just bad?
Then we're going to fall back on Harvest Mules.
Okay, good. Okay.
So this is the great thing is I already know in my mind if she gives up after like 5 of these drinks, I'm going to have a Harvest Mule and I'm going to have a lot of Harvest Mules for Thanksgiving.
And just call it a day.
And I'm going to be very happy with that. That is Quick Hits. Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com talks the Cavs streak next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.